This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two words, people. Chlorinated chicken. Upon such a thing, the British-American trading relationship might well rest. Britain wants, nay, needs, a free trade deal with the United States now that it's put the European Union into its rearview mirror. But among the stumbling blocks? Yep. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on the poultry desk.
The problem with chlorinated chicken, it turns out, is not the chlorine at all. It's what the chlorine represents. David Bowles is with the RSPCA. It's an animal welfare organization in the UK.
In America, the standards for many farm animals, including poultry, are much, much lower than they are in the UK, and particularly in how they clean the sheds, which is why the chicken have to be washed in chlorine or other disinfectant.
Tom Super is with the U.S. National Chicken Council. He agrees this isn't about chlorine. Only 10% of processing plants in the U.S. use chlorine to disinfect chicken meat. But he says it's not about standards either.
This issue has always been about politics and protectionism. Our safety standards and our welfare standards among the best in the world. We're the most efficient producer of chicken.
U.S. chicken is produced in a more industrial way than British and European chicken, and it is a lot cheaper. If U.S. producers got access to the U.K. market as part of a free trade deal, British producers would suffer. But according to the Peterson Institute's Gary Huffbauer, the U.K. has another problem, the European Union.
The EU does not want to see inroads into their chicken defenses by the U.K.
The U.K. wants a trade deal with the EU. The EU says fine, but you can't accept U.S. chicken. The U.K. also wants a trade deal with the U.S., and the U.S. is saying, accept our chicken, which is leaving Britain in a very difficult position. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.